Descartes. At the top of a lonely house lived a philosopher, lived all alone, chewing on a methodological bone, his only companion an ill-fed mouse. Not quite alone, for in the basement kitchen lived his cook and all sorts. "For you," said she, "I make soup that smacks. I go to confession, get penance, wax. My children work in a cotton factory. One small one lives here with me." The farmer who brought in food to the cook just happened to have read the philosopher's book. He says, "Sarah, that I think, therefore I am. About us he seems to give not a damn." The farmer went home and refused to stoop over the vegetables he grew, unpicked. Also the cook stopped making the soup and slept on her bed so well feather ticked. Crawling downstairs to see what was up, the philosopher found nothing to sup. The cook's child told him to go pick some berries, as she had. His eyes were too weak to find any. His mind could barely think. He could not talk, but he took a piece of chalk, and on a wall did he scrawl, for the cook and the farmer to see. "Yes, I eat, therefore I be."